Is there something wrong?
Warning. Life support failure on all decks. Abandon ship.
Maybe it is time to take command.
Bridge to Captain.
Join Jan Shaw and her guests as they discuss cosmic creating and the path to reclaiming our power as cosmic creators.
Library computer, data being received.
To go where too few have gone before. A production of Cosmic Reality Radio.
Hi, and welcome to this week's Cosmic Creating Show. My name is Jan Shaw. I'm known as the Success Alchemist. You can find me at thesuccessalchemist.net and on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter as Coach Jan Shaw. Today is the 28th of March, 2020. And today's show is entitled Keep Calm, Raise Your Vibration, Trust the Plan. And this week, I'm going to be covering the recent Q posts. Q's been quite active in the last week. And an update and my interpretation or sharing of information that I've gathered from a number of different sources about what is happening in the world today. So the reason I said the title is Keep Calm, Raise Your Vibration, Trust the Plan, is the mainstream media is trying to stir up so much fear and panic across the, not only the US, but across the world. And I listened to a long over two hour video by Magenta Pixie. And what she was saying, interestingly, is that we are currently on a timeline of ascension as opposed to what used to be a negative timeline. And the worst thing we can do is get into fear, because it's not that we will turn back to the old timeline or revert to the old timeline. It's actually that we perhaps will slow it down, because as I've covered on numerous other videos, the dark side feeds off negative energy and it strengthens their agenda and weakens the strategy and the agenda of the white hats, the light side. So by focusing on fear and panic and problems, we're actually helping the dark side to fight back. And I think we'll all agree, people who listen to this show and to other shows and watch videos and so on related to the truth movement, the Q movement and so on, that is the last thing we actually want to do. And the other thing about this is that fear lowers your vibration. And that actually, it weakens your immune system. So it makes you much more susceptible, not only to the coronavirus, but also to other viruses and other infections, and really creates dis-ease in your body. Your body responds to many things, including emotions. And I've recommended this book before, Bruce Lipton's Biology of Belief. And that book goes into how your cells respond to the emotions as well as to, you know, chemical influences and so on. So it's really important that you keep calm and you maintain a high vibration, because that also keeps you as an individual on the ascension path. And if you need some help with that, let me just find a couple of articles that I've got on my website, thesuccessalchemist.net. The first one is What is Fear and How to Overcome It? And The second one is 10 ways to stay positive and raise your vibrational frequency. And you can find these on my website. I'll share the links with Nancy so she can put them in the description of the YouTube video when that's put up online. And let me just quickly run through the ways to stay positive and raise your vibration. There's actually more than 10. I threw in a couple of bonuses there. The first one is neutrality. I talk a lot about neutrality and how neutrality enables you to be a detached observer. And the definition is every situation is neutral. It has no meaning until we assign our interpretation, which can be positive, neutral, or negative. Okay, and this really helps you to step back and take a very conscious view of what you're seeing in the world. And it also helps you to develop that discernment so that you can distinguish between what feels like it is valid and what feels to be false. So that's really important at the moment because there is so much fake news out there. The second one is hang out with the right people. If you're with very negative people who are in fear themselves, they're what I call energy vampires, and they will really drag you down. They kind of suck the energy out of you. So be very selective about who you associate with. Avoid the mainstream media. We know what they're up to, as I said. They are trying to instill fear and panic in everybody. They are desperately trying to discredit Trump, which is actually backfiring, which is very amusing, as Trump's rating has soared to, I think the figure I saw recently was 60% approval rating. Millions are watching his daily briefings, and the fake news are actually talking about stopping his daily briefings. So they're obviously pretty scared of the fact that Trump is getting so much support from people who probably previously didn't support him. The next one is listen to music. That can really raise your vibes, you know, if you get some really positive music going. Train your brain to switch from negative thoughts and replace them with a positive thought, and that shifts the energy. And, you know, what's going on at the moment is that we are going through some monumental changes, and I'm really excited about it because I'm seeing signs that this takedown of the deep state is in progress, and that Trump and the White Hats are making significant progress in terms of ending slavery, you know, financial slavery in terms of debt, and restoring the republic and so on. And last week I talked about Jussara and Nasara, and there are signs that some of this is already coming to pass. Get out in nature, hug a tree, ground to the earth, do some exercise. That will really boost your mood. Meditate, and meditation just helps. I know when I meditate, and I must confess I don't do it regularly enough, but I come out of my meditation having a really deep sense of peace. And it also, by quietening your mind, really helps you to get more of those inspired ideas and insights and so on. Talking of inspired ideas, get inspired. And it's really good to either watch an inspirational video or read an inspirational book, the kind of book where, you know, people are telling stories about how they've overcome adversity and challenges. And that's really helpful. You know, on a kind of material level, the majority of successful people have had many, many challenges before they reach the success that they're now famous for. And as I say, there's no such thing as an overnight success. So despite what you might see on social media about all these people that are, you know, so successful and making millions and so on and so forth, you have to question, you know, how many of those are really true. And you're seeing the successes, but you're not necessarily seeing the so-called failures that they've had to contend with on the road to where they are now. And my definition of failure is it's only failure when you give up. We fail as a means of learning. We learn more lessons from failure than we do for success in many cases. Okay, the next one is pamper yourself. Have a nice bath with essential oils and candles and relaxing music. Get creative. Do something as a hobby that you enjoy. You might want to take up painting or writing, something that really gets you in the zone and 100% focused on what you're doing. And be grateful. You know, I'm so grateful that I'm here at this time on this planet to be involved in this huge transformation that is happening at the moment. I think we've all been hoping for this for many years. I know my awakening happened probably around about 2004. So that's 16 years ago. And we've been on this ascension journey, perhaps for many of those years, not really seeing the signs that out there in the world that it was really happening. And now I'm seeing such a lot changing under the cover of this coronavirus pandemic that it's really encouraging. And I'm so grateful for being here and for being part of this paradigm shift. So take a look at that article. As I say, I'll provide the link. And if you start to get a little concerned or fearful about what's going on in the world, use one or more of these methods to really keep that vibration high. I have to just say that once again, I'm having to pre-record this show because my internet is still a mess. In fact, it's been like this for going on 2 months, which has really crippled my ability to do a lot of the work that I do. And many of the Anons, and I think Q mentioned it in a post, was about 10 days of darkness. Well, I feel like I've had 2 months of darkness with very unreliable internet. And even yesterday, last night, I turned on Fox News and very weak signal. I couldn't get it on the cable here. So I'm even having trouble with my phone. But anyway, where there's a will, there's a way. So here we are. I'm still doing the show and I hope you enjoy it. So, yeah, the 10 days of darkness, and this links to what Trump has been saying. Potentially, it's going to happen from the 1st of April through the 9th of April, and for that to have ended on the 10th of April, which happens to be Good Friday. And as I said in last week's show, 4/10/20, that represents the initials of Trump, DJ Trump, according to the letters of the alphabet. So it's going to be really interesting to see what happens between now and then, and whether we fully emerge into the light on the 10th of April. The darkness is thought to be a close down of the internet, possibly social media, with a view to Donald Trump having complete control of the communication system. And last year, there were many tests of the emergency broadcast system. And it's believed that there could well be a major education process going on during that time to wake up the sleeping masses to what has really been happening in the world, and possibly the arrests of people from the deep state. We'll have to wait and see about that one. But the idea is that there won't be any distractions from main or fake stream media, that Trump will have a clear channel to everyone in the US. And it's thought that there may be some pre-recorded documentaries or programs that are put out on cable that will be educating the masses. So we'll have to see about that. Interestingly, this week, Creepy Joe Biden has been accused of sexual assault. He's had this reputation for some time because of all these videos about him being so touching with women and also with children, and there is other information out there in terms of Biden's behavior that I'm sure you can find if you search on it. So it'll be interesting to see what impact that has on his potential nomination as the Democrat candidate for president. And I did see quite a number of tweets the other day, which were basically saying, I can't possibly support Biden if, you know, he's actually, if he has actually sexually assaulted this woman. Okay. I came across another post that said that Trump had signed an executive order to order the Selected Reserve and certain members of the Individual Ready Reserve of the Armed Forces to active duty. And this kind of backs up the theory that this coronavirus situation is to keep people indoors while these arrests of the deep state are made. It's to keep them safe from FFs, you know what that means, and to avoid riots and so on and so forth when these arrests happen. So that's a very interesting development as well. We've had several more coronavirus positives reported amongst well-known people, elites. Prince Charles was the first one that came out this week, to my recollection. He's tested positive. He's now self-quarantining in Scotland. And followed by the Queen being tested positive, which is very interesting because there's a lot of information out there about the Queen being definitely part of the deep state, and even worse. And also Boris Johnson, the UK Prime Minister, has now tested positive as well. Very interesting point that somebody made on Twitter was it was a question as to whether the number of celebrities being announced as testing positive for coronavirus was actually to feed the panic that, you know, if these celebrities can get it and there's many of them now, oh God, we're all in danger. But I think there's a different agenda behind that. It's very interesting and strange that there should be such a high number of celebrities testing positive or self-quarantining in proportion to the actual overall numbers of people with the virus. And as I said last week, there's been some very weird videos by people like Madonna and Ellen DeGeneres and so on that seem to be communicating to their fellow deep state players. So, again, we'll have to wait to see this whole thing unfold. This morning I was watching a video by And We Know AWK on YouTube. I certainly recommend him. And also X22 Report, which I've mentioned quite a few times. In his video, he was, this again was information sourced from other digital warriors, as they're called. And it was that a Netflix movie, My Secret Terrius, predicted the coronavirus in 2018 and called it a mutant virus and even a man-made virus. Now, that's very interesting because there are so many instances of future events being predicted in the media. The Simpsons, My Family, movies, Back to the Future, this kind of thing. And it's like the deep state has to inform people so that they, if they don't get a definite rejection of that, it's deemed to be a default consensus to this happening, which is really weird, I know, but that's the way it seems to work under universal laws. Okay, so this week we've had the care package passed. Now, Pelosi and her cohorts tried to stuff it full of non-relevant funding, including funds for Planned Parenthood, who, of course, is, you know, primarily an abortion organization. Things to do with voting by mail and so on, which is believed to be a way of actually allowing the manipulation of the voting system. There are many other things. You can actually look that up and go through it. Pelosi caved in. I mean, she did actually try to submit her own bill instead of to replace Trump's bill. But again, that failed. And I think some of the things that the Democrats wanted in there were removed. It did delay the bill's passing, and I think they did this for partisan reasons. It got a lot of pushback by people for delaying the passing of this care bill for partisan reasons. It included funding for the Kennedy Arts Center, and Pelosi pushed for $35 million funding in the care package. Now, the question is, why on earth did she do this? What on earth has this got to do with the coronavirus situation? It did get pushed through, but for a reduced amount of $25 million. And very interestingly, that was quickly followed by the announcement that John Voight and Mike Huckabee, both of whom are great supporters of Trump, were appointed to the Board of Trustees. So even though Pelosi got her wish, it makes you think that Trump is actually going to control that funding, which potentially could have been funneled out of there for nefarious purposes, let's say. Okay, let's move on to the Q posts. And there's been quite a number of Q posts. The last one that Q posted before this latest tranche of drops was on the 9th of March. And I want to remind you of this because it's very important. God wins. And then the next one, which is on the 21st of March, so a week ago today, it came out at 8:32 p.m., so after last week's show. There's a link to a YouTube video, which is, it's a music video that has at the bottom of it, I'm just consulting my notes, yeah. it links to music video, and at the bottom right hand corner of the video, this is on YouTube, it says Dark Legacy 2. And very interestingly, that is a movie in which, let me just find that particular description so I can read it to you. It's a follow-up to the 2009's Dark Legacy and asserts that the Bush family engineered the deaths of not only John F. Kennedy, but also his son John Jr., who died in a 1999 plane crash. So very interesting that Q should link to that particular video. So this tweet is really one of the reasons I titled this show as I did, Do Not Fear, Don't Allow the Mainstream Media to Pull Your Vibration Down. Okay, the next one is titled The China Virus. And I read somewhere that Q doesn't actually put the title in. It's done by the people who run 8chan, that where Q posts. And this says, the China virus, worth remembering. There's a link to a YouTube video. I won't go there. Wuhan Institute of Virology, geolocation. First biosafety level 4 lab in 2015. City, province, origin, hot zone, geolocation. And I think this is related to the fact that the virus originated in Wuhan, and Wuhan has this top-level biosafety lab where they were creating these biowarfare viruses. And then there's also a link to justice.gov, and it says Harvard University professor and two Chinese nationals charged, three separate China-related. And these are professors. I think they're Harvard professors. Yes, underneath it says, unbeknownst to Harvard University, beginning in 2011, Lieber became a strategic scientist at Wuhan University of Technology in China and was a contractual participant in China's Thousand Talents Plan from in or about 2012 to 2017. And then in square brackets, rapid spread. And there's then to Epoch Times, the closing of 21 million cell phone accounts in China may suggest a high coronavirus death toll. And what this is implying is that the Chinese have not been honest about the number of cases, and that closing 21 million cell phone accounts, where apparently cell phones are used for all sorts of things and it's an absolute necessity for the Chinese to have one, implies that perhaps that number of deaths have occurred. We don't know, because the Chinese obviously are propaganda machines. Underneath that link, Q says, end POTUS rallies, end POTUS economic gains, end POTUS unemployment gains, end POTUS, and in square brackets, A, B, C, D. In other words, as I've been saying in these shows, this was an attempt to prevent POTUS from being re-elected because, of course, you know, the Russia collusion failed, the impeachment failed. There's a whole long list of attempts by the deep state to take down Trump, all of which have failed. And then Q goes on to say, in square brackets, week and prior to presidential election, question mark, delay US-China trade negotiations. In square brackets, China preferred Biden plus a VP as president. We obviously don't know who will be his vice presidential choice, but we have had several suggestions that could be Michelle Obama or even, God forbid, Hillary Clinton, if of course she's still alive or not in jail. Okay. Just trying to find my place again. Shelter in square brackets Biden public appearances. Shelter Biden in square brackets debates. So I think they're trying to keep him out of the public eye because every time he speaks, he makes more and more gaffes. And people are really questioning his mental capacity. So rather than be out in the public eye and lose his support, they're keeping him behind closed doors. Although he has attempted to do his own coronavirus broadcast, which I think haven't gone down very well at all. Not very impressive. Push new stroke revised presidential election 2020 vote by mail. And this is what I was referring to in the care package that Pelosi and co. had tried to introduce. In square brackets, unsecure. And he goes, there's a link to Tom Fitton's Twitter status. I'll just go there quickly. I say quickly. I'll wait for this to load. Warning, leftists using pretext of coronavirus outbreak to push unsecure vote by mail free for all. No voter ID anywhere for 2020 elections. And the hashtag how to steal an election. So obviously there's an agenda behind this as well because they failed to steal the 2016 election and put Hillary in power. They're trying to do it again to get Trump out of power. Push Democrat wish list unrelated items coronavirus bill in square brackets voting amends. What is the mathematical probability this occurs? The time bomb explodes at the exact point in time that allows for maximum damage prior to the presidential election. And again, there's a link to Tom Cotton's, this is a different link to Tom Cotton's Twitter account. Families and businesses need help now to survive the China virus pandemic. But Speaker Pelosi walked away from negotiations to write her own bill full of absurd provisions completely unrelated to the crisis at hand. Here's what Speaker Pelosi is demanding while Americans suffer. And this was a tweet on the 23rd of March. Corporate pay statistics by race and race statistics for all corporate boards at companies receiving assistance. Bailing out all current debt of postal service. Required early voting. Required same-day voter registration. 10K bailout for student loans. For companies accepting assistance, a third of board members must be chosen by workers. Provisions on official time for union collective bargaining. Full offset of airline emissions by 2025. So they're trying to sneak in the Green New Deal. Same here. Greenhouse gas statistics for individual flights, which is quite amusing considering how many private plane flights these Democrats have been taking. Retirement plans for community newspaper employees, $15 minimum wage at companies receiving assistance, permanent paid leave at companies receiving assistance. The Democrats see an opportunity in this crisis not to help the American people, but to hold an emergency relief bill hostage until they get their radical wish list. How long will Arkansans and Americans across the country have to wait? So that gives you the list of all the things that she's trying to stuff, or she tried to stuff, into the bill. But it seems that Trump has control over the funding in the bill that was passed on Friday. So even though it's in there, I'm not sure that it will necessarily go where Pelosi intended it to go. Okay. So I'll just read this one again. What is the mathematical probability this occurs, in square brackets, the time bomb explodes, at the exact point in time that allows for maximum damage above, in other words, all the things that they were doing to try to block Trump prior to the presidential election, outside of standard deviation, question mark. Who benefits the most? Mueller failed, impeachment failed. Why was it critically important impeachment be rushed in the House? MSM, mainstream media, Democrat Party, Hollywood narratives failed. The coup failed, and that's in square brackets as well. Democrat Party leading nominee established in brackets super T for Super Tuesday prior to lockdown. Takeover in square brackets. Sanders eliminated Biden front. Occam's razor simply states that of any given set of explanations for an event occurring, the simplest one is most likely the correct one, Q. And at the top of that post, there is actually an image of an article, Severe Acute Respiratory Syndrome, Coronavirus as an Emerging and Re-emerging Infection. I'm not going to read that now. Okay, the next one, again, 23rd of March, it's titled D's Democrats Adding No Voter ID and Anonymous Ballot Harvesting to Coronavirus Bill. And there's a link again to a Twitter post by Representative Andy Harris. No voter ID to get a ballot, an anonymous ballot harvesting. Why is that hidden in Speaker Pelosi's coronavirus bill? These are issues that shouldn't be addressed at this time. Very true. And then Q goes on to say, prevent D party destruction by any means necessary. These people are sick. Nothing can stop what is coming. Nothing. Q. Just one second. I've just lost my QPub page. Okay, got my page back. I'm having to do all this on my phone because of the lack of internet. The next one, again, 23rd of March, Spygate could make Watergate look like a third-rate burglary. And this links to a Daily Caller article. Just wait for this to load. Farrell, Spygate could make Watergate look like a third-rate burglary. The Spygate scandal is shaping up to be the most significant political abuse of government power in history, and it may be even larger than people expect. The investigation by U.S. Attorney John Durham into the origins of the FBI's Russian collusion investigation, or as President Trump prefers to call it, the witch hunt, continues to expand. Durham reportedly opened criminal investigations last fall, and unlike the narrow Justice Department Inspector General's review of the abuse of the FISA process, Durham is looking into the questionable activities of other government agencies, in particular the CIA and its former director, John Brennan. I'll leave you to follow that link. If you go to qmap.pub, you can find the Q posts and read the rest of the article. And Q says, the key that opens all doors, the start. So I think that that refers to Durham's report being made public. The next one From Q is on the 26th of March. Video. Panic is the contagion by Payne's Angels. And this is a link to a Twitter post by Education for Libs. And it in itself links to this video by Payne's Angels, which has been going viral on the internet. Again, I'll leave you to follow that link yourself. And Q says, the silent war continues. Q. The next post is chapter 115. Again, 26th of March. Chapter 115, Treason, Sedition and Subversive Activities. And this goes to the first link is a New York Times article talking about President's proclamation, the habeas corpus suspended throughout. Let me go to the full. I was reading the link, but let me bring up the actual article. President's proclamation, the habeas corpus suspended throughout the United States in certain specified cases. And this relates to people being the ability to imprison people without trial. I'm not going to go into the whole of that because there's quite a long Q post here that I want to cover. And Q is basically listing out the conditions under which habeas corpus can be suspended. 2381 treason, 2382 misprision of treason, 2383 rebellion or insurrection, 2384 seditious conspiracy, 2385 advocating overthrow of government, 2386 registration of certain organizations, 2387 activities affecting armed forces generally, 2388 activities affecting armed forces during war, 2389 recruiting for service against United States, and 2390 enlistment to serve against United States. And then there's another link at the bottom of this post, which actually takes you to this. It's at code.house.gov, and it basically goes through all the conditions for chapter 115, basically. And it's interesting, on the video I mentioned by And We Know, he actually played a short clip of Trump at one of his briefings where one of the journalists asked him about the fact that he had accused people of treason in terms of, you know, the spying on him through the FISA authorization and so on and so forth. So it makes you think that there is a possibility that a lot of these deep state actors could in fact be charged with treason, which is actually an offense that can get the death penalty. And that this suspension of habeas corpus can be used to imprison them without trial. Very interesting. Again, we'll have to wait and see. And the post following that, interestingly, from the 26th of March again, is a redrop of a definition of patriot versus traitor. And it's got an image of the American flag at the top. Patriot is, one, a person who loves, supports and defends his or her country and its interests with devotion. Number two, a person who regards himself or herself as a defender, especially of individual rights against presumed interference by the federal government. Traitor, one, a person who betrays another, a cause or any trust. Two, a person who commits treason by betraying his or her country. Q. And I think there's a major point to this, that so many of these deep state players have been committing treason And one hopes that very soon they're going to face justice for it. I certainly hope so. Okay, the next one, again, 26th of March. Reminder, Q only communicates via the Apecoon platform. And this relates to a young guy who has been putting videos on YouTube. His name is Austin Steinbart. And he's been claiming to be Q. And some people are supporting this guy, saying, oh, yes, he's Q. And other people are finding they just can't watch his videos. They give him the creeps. And he just doesn't seem to have the same approach as Q, in the sense that he's attacking people in the Q movement who are basically questioning his claim to be Q, which is certainly not representative of Q as we've seen Q for the last over 2 years. So Q reposted this. Important. And this post was number 513 from January 8th, 2018. Important. And he's put this in a red square to highlight it. No private comms, past, present or future. No comms made outside of this platform. Any claims that contradict the above should be considered fake news and disregarded immediately. Where we go one, we go all. Patriots. Q. So I think what he's basically doing is confirming the, many of the Q followers who are saying this guy is not who he's claiming to be. The next one. Again, 26th of March, infiltration instead of invasion. And that's in square brackets, Q. So I think this is referencing the fact that Trump is really doing a lot of this behind the scenes, not in a full out, full frontal attack. And then this next one is very interesting and has got a lot of attention by the Q followers and the truth seekers and so on. And it's titled Patriots in Control of the Federal Reserve System. And there's a link to a Twitter post by Iron Belly. And it's headed RIP, Rest in Peace, Federal Reserve. This is huge. This scheme essentially merges the Fed and Treasury into one organization. So meet your new Fed chairman, Donald J. Trump. And Q puts after this, this is not another, in square brackets, four-year election. And I got an email this morning from Forbidden Knowledge TV, who's actually written an article about this, including extracts from the article that originated on Bloomberg. So let me read this to you because it's very interesting. And I have to confess that some of this financial stuff is not exactly my forte. And I'm not exactly sure what a lot of it really means, but I'm going to read it to you anyway. Rumors swirled on Twitter yesterday evening that the Fed and Treasury are being merged into one organization. People celebrated joyously over the demise of the Federal Reserve Bank. Despite this being incredibly newsworthy, there has been no public announcement of this. It only seems to have been published in a negative opinion piece by Jim Bianco on Bloomberg and syndicated by Yahoo News. The reason MAGA Twitter was aware of this obscure piece and jubilant over it was because someone tweeted a link to this piece and it was almost immediately posted by Q at 4:58:17 p.m. with the comment, this is not another four-year election, Q. According to the Bloomberg piece, the Fed will finance a special purpose vehicle to allow them to buy commercial paper, asset-backed securities, corporate bonds, and bond ETFs, I'm not sure what they are, in the secondary market. And in quotes, the Treasury, using the Exchange Stabilization Fund, will make an equity investment in each SPV, special purpose vehicle, and be in a first loss position. What does this mean? In essence, the Treasury, not the Fed, is buying all these securities and backstopping of loans. The Fed is acting as banker and providing financing. The Fed hired BlackRock, Inc. to purchase these securities and handle the administration of the SPVs on behalf of the owner, the Treasury. In other words, the federal government is nationalizing large swathes of the financial markets. The Fed is providing the money to do it. BlackRock will be doing the trades. This scheme essentially merges the Fed and Treasury into one organization. So meet your new Fed chairman, Donald J. Trump. On Twitter, @3days3nights explained it like this. Old Fed, they own the secured assets and interest on our $22 trillion debt, while our Treasury owed all the $22 trillion debt. So the Fed had the assets, the Treasury had the debt. New Fed, US Treasury will own the secured assets and interest on our $22 trillion debt, and the Fed will owe all the $22 trillion debt. This will take a few months, and then #QAnon. For example, our Treasury will now treat the new Fed like the New York Stock Exchange, a broker of sorts that owns no collateral. It just processes transactions for our Treasury, for micro fees. The key is that our Treasury will hold the collateral on debt and not the Fed. That makes debt our asset. So when our Treasury loans money to a company like Goldman, it receives a convertible note as equity. If the company fails to pay, our Treasury converts debt to equity and owns a big chunk of Goldman. Old way, let the Fed own the convertible note. Outrageous. Those days are dead. Even better, out of the $22 trillion in debt, about $6 trillion could be waived immediately because it is a non-marketable security owed internally to another branch of government. I expect all non-marketable debt to disappear over time. Just simply remove it from the Treasury balance sheet. Since the new Fed will be a clearinghouse of sorts, and since we clearly now have control of it, we can force nations to remove their deep state in exchange for a chance to participate in this new era of debt freedom. Iran, North Korea, and other rogue nations will play ball for debt relief. Never forget that the Fed used blackmail and coercion to convince our Congress to vote them into existence over 100 years ago, and they never stopped using the same tactic to make sure no law was ever passed to legally remove them from power until today. Now ask yourself, what entity funded the creation of the Fed in the first place? And what same entity has people pay them to freely confess their sins to a non-paid employee, only to allow their mafia branch to then blackmail that same person into submission? I'm not quite sure what he means by that, but anyway. Less debt on Treasury balance sheet means less interest payments, and it frees up trillions to remove debt from college students, mortgage interest, car loans, corporate debt, which stimulates the economy to create jobs, which generates more tax revenue, which means lower taxes. Restructure, not reset. Gentle. The changeover just started. It is not anywhere near complete. However, our Treasury is raiding the Fed legally right now. We are using the Fed's own tools against it because they never anticipated a cabinet or Congress that couldn't be coerced into doing what they wanted. According to Dave at the X-22 report, this means that Trump and the Patriots have taken the first step in getting rid of the central bank system. It has now been confirmed other nations now are going to be moving in on their central bank establishments. We knew this was coming. We knew that this day was going to arrive. What's the next stage? Take control of the currency. Bring us back to sound money. Who's waiting on deck? Judy Shelton, the Trump economic advisor, known for her advocacy for a return to the gold standard and for her criticisms of the Federal Reserve and others. Once this merges into the Treasury, and actually Judy Shelton has mentioned this, she will then, once she's on the board, she will then restructure the entire system. We are now moving in a completely different direction. Everything that we knew about the system, the way it works, it's about to change. We've said for quite a while. We are now watching it in real-time change. We will no longer live under debt. We will no longer live under a corporate central bank system. We will no longer struggle the way we've been struggling. Everything that we knew, everything that we were taught, everything that they were telling us, it's all going to change. Remember when the central bank's establishment came into existence, everything changed for the people. In the 40s, in the 70s, in 2008, it got harder and harder for the people. The currency will no longer devalue the way it has. We will not see inflation, which really means the currency is devaluing. It takes more dollars to buy that same item. We will not see that anymore. We will not have to live on credit. We will not have to work the way we've been working and come home with nothing in our check. It's all about to change. And an anon on the board wrote something very interesting. We have just taken power away from the central bank establishment. This is what he wrote. Mnuchin just bankrupted the Fed, Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, Chase, etc. It started. The market liquidity is now controlled by Steve Mnuchin and the Treasury Department. This also means we own all central bank requests for credit for all 186 foreign nations. Folks, a power transfer just went down. The world just went from asking the Rothschilds for credit swaps to asking Steve Mnuchin and the US Treasury for credit swaps. Boom. We have just seen it happen. This is not about a four-year election. This is about a new way of life, and it's happening right now. Wow, this is fantastic news. And it's another reason why I want you to keep calm and raise your vibration, because I really believe we are seeing these changes happening to, well, quite honestly, a world that we've never known before, away from debt, enslavement and the like. And it is, this is part of the terms of Nasara and Jisara to carry out a debt jubilee where all debt is forgiven, so that we're not being held to ransom by these credit card companies and banks for absolutely outrageous interest on loans and credit cards and so on. And this will be the transition into a life of far more prosperity and abundance. People will have access to much more in the way of financial abundance, and will not be just, you know, running on a treadmill trying to keep up with payments on loans that often they really can't afford. So I'm very, very encouraged by what is happening at the moment. And I hope you are too, and that you're as excited as I am at what is playing out at the moment. Focus on that, not on the coronavirus. Keep yourself safe. On Thursday morning, Colorado introduced a stay-at-home policy because of a number of coronavirus cases occurring actually in the county that I live in, La Plata County, as well as many more around Denver. So I'm now limiting my trips outside. But to be honest, I've been a bit of a hermit for quite a few years now. So it's not much of a lifestyle change for me. So anyway, keep focused on the outcome that we all want and are waiting for with a certain level of impatience. And I think we're going to have an amazing transformation happen. I can't wait. So thank you very much for listening. I hope you've enjoyed the show. As I say, you can find me on thesuccessalchemist.net. If you go to my blog page and search on Raise Vibration, you'll find the blog post that I quoted from earlier. And also, if you search on fear, you'll find the blog post on how to overcome fear. So I will see you, not see you, but hopefully you'll join me next week for the next Cosmic Creating Show. And have a wonderful day and stay safe. And thank you, of course, to Nancy and to Cosmic Reality Radio for producing this show. Bye for now.
You have been listening to the Cosmic Creating Radio Show with Jan Shaw, a production of Cosmic Reality Radio.
Live long and prosper.